Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 603-283-6160 to kick off the third hour of the program. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We've been talking about the energy price situation, which isn't just affecting people in Europe. It's affecting, I don't know how much of the United States. I know that here in New Hampshire, supply rates just doubled from 10-something cents per kilowatt hour to 22 something per kilowatt hour. And what's it like in your area? If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that. But one of the things that we mentioned on the show last night, and we kind of were just openly speculating about it, was what has happened with the Russian liquefied natural gas. That there's this natural gas pipeline called Nord Stream 1 that at the end of July, the Russians announced that they were going to be cutting the amount this pipeline goes to Europe. So they were going to cut the amount of natural gas that is being sent to Europe down by four-fifths. So it's now one-fifth of what it was. And they just said, you know what? You're going to have to live on that. Good luck this winter. But we're not going to kill you.
But it's going to hurt.
It's going to be uncomfortable. And so we just went through a list of some of the things they're doing to cut back. They're mandating in some areas 15% cutbacks. In Spain, they're telling people they can't have air conditioning that's below 81 degrees Fahrenheit.
And it's not even winter yet.
No, not even. And this is just the beginning of whatever kind of energy austerity or cutbacks they're going to start putting, shoving down people's throats. Now, again, some people are going to do it on their own volition just because the prices are already going crazy. Some people are seeing more than doubling. You said, Conan, there's a story where some people are seeing five, six times their previous rates.
Yep.
Businesses are going to go out of business because it looks ugly. It looks pretty bleak. But the question we were speculating on, I think it was last night on the show, was, well, where's this extra natural gas going? They just cut
their... Well, we were speculating because when we covered the story, you know, several weeks ago or whatever, I think it was you at the show prep that pointed out that it was instead just being sold to Russia and China. I mean, to China and India.
To China, yeah. And you're right, other countries that are friendly, quote-unquote, yeah. They're not backing the Ukrainians. They're not, like, you know, taking a side per se, but they're not... It, just the fact they're not taking a side means that they're still able to do business with Russia. So we knew it was going to China, but still the question remains, like, yeah, but what are they doing with all that natural gas? You only need so much of it. So what they revealed seems so obvious now. ZeroHedge.com gets the credit for this. Of course, they always sign their articles Tyler Durden, so who knows who actually wrote the thing. But here it is. Surprise. China's selling that liquefied natural gas
to the U.S.
to Europe, probably some to the U.S. too.
Oh yeah, so they've removed Russia as the middleman. They made China the new middleman.
Well, Russia wasn't the middleman, right? They were the ones.
They were just not middlemen. They were supplying.
Yeah.
But now to get around that,
they've added a middleman.
A bunch of hypocrites is what these people
added to the price.
They're not hypocrites. Europe didn't say we're not going. We're boycotting Russia and we're not going to buy their natural oil.
Their leaders have.
No, this is Russia did this. Russia said we're cutting your supply. Screw you.
Yeah, and plenty of European leaders have come straight out and says we're boycotting Russia. We're not going to buy your dirty, nasty oil.
Well, that's because they can't now.
Well, no, they were saying it before Russia made the cut. They, as I understand it, they were talking tough, right? Like, well, we're not going to do it right now, but down the road, we're going to stop buying from you. And so Russia said, well, you can just stop buying now.
Yep.
And we're
by the way, here's some more sanctions that have only backfired and made Russia stronger for it.
Right. So now Russia is still selling this natural gas. They're still selling, I don't know if it's the same amount, but there's a lot of it down to China, because China's just turning right around, putting it on cargo ships, these humongous cargo. They've got an image of one of these things with, like, huge tanks on it full of natural gas that then travels God knows how far to get over to Europe on the ocean, right? How much does that cost? How much fuel do you have to burn to move a cargo ship full of fuel from China to Europe just so you can offload that into tanker trucks and take it to these various countries so they can try to keep their houses warm?
Man, no kidding. There's no direct sea route from China
not
to
really.
Europe.
Right, and by the way, the oil that they're not selling to China to middleman it to Europe, guess what Russia's doing with it? They're burning it.
Really?
They're flaring it. This is what you do when you have excess pressure and you have oil.
It's got to come.
It's got to come. You can't just stop it. So if they have excess, they don't have tanks to put it in. They just burn it right into the atmosphere. And that's what they're doing.
Well, here's a little bit of the detail from Zero Hedge. They say that despite suppressed appetite for energy and the housing crash and economic downturn, by the way, housing prices look like they're coming down now. They said they were surprised to read that China has been soaking up more Russian natural gas so far this year, while imports from most other sources have declined. In July, the SCMP reported that according to Chinese customs data, in its first 6 months of the year, China bought a total of 2.35 million tons of liquefied natural gas, also known as LNG, valued at about 2.16 billion U.S. The import volume increased by 28.7% year-on-year, with the value surging by 182%. It meant that Russia surpassed Indonesia and the United States to become China's fourth largest supplier so far this year. This is, of course, not to be confused with pipeline gas, where Russian producer Gazprom recently announced that its daily supplies to China via the Power of Siberia pipeline, so it's a different pipeline going from Russia to China, had reached a new all-time high. Russia is China's second largest pipeline natural gas supplier after Turkmenistan, and earlier revealed the supply of Russian pipeline gas to China had increased by 63.4% in the first half of 2022. What was behind this bizarre surge in Russian LNG imports, analysts speculated. After all, while China imports over half the natural gas it consumes, with around two-thirds in the form of liquefied natural gas. So I guess there's two types. So there's I was not aware that the pipeline, I'm guessing, it sounds like the pipeline stuff isn't liquefied natural gas. Maybe that's still, like, in gas form. If you know more about this stuff, feel free to call
in. There are different types of crude oil, and they all require different refining practices, and they're burned differently, and I'm not a master of any of that. But I can look it up.
Two-thirds of the increase was in this liquefied natural gas demand, but that happening at the same time that demand supposedly is falling because of the shutdowns, right? So in China, we talked about various cities where you're not even allowed to go to work, you weren't allowed to leave your house, so clearly there's not going to be as much going on there in those places. So why are they bringing in this extra natural gas? It's to flip it, to turn around and flip it to Europe. They talk about how the Chinese customs office stopped publicizing the trade volume for the pipeline natural gas since the beginning of the year. And their spokesperson confirmed the move was, quote, to protect the legitimate business rights and interests of the relevant importers and exporters, unquote.
So they don't want, presumably they don't want Russia to know that they're selling that oil to Europe?
They don't want other people to know that they're selling Russian gas to Europe. And they say
it's hypocritical.
China has been quietly reselling that evil, tainted Russian liquefied natural gas to the one place that desperately needs it more than anything, Europe. And, of course, it's charging a kidney's worth of markups in the process. Now, what's interesting is they cite the Financial Times, which is a mainstream economic, quote-unquote, publication, and Financial Times is covering up, basically, for what's going on. They reported recently, quote, Europe's fears of gas shortages headed into winter may have been circumvented thanks to an unexpected white knight, China. So they're heralding China as the savior for Europe while not admitting that it's the very same supply that would have otherwise been going through a pipeline direct to Europe at the lowest possible rate.
You know, I'm not a fan of war, but it sounds like if China wanted to be able to get away with invading Taiwan, now is their opportunity. Because, I mean, that just completely severs Europe's ability to get this natural gas in the first place.
The number here, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts on this or whatever happens to be on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. And they actually mentioned, well, I won't get all deeper into this, but they get into like the kind of money that these middlemen are making.
You know, it's got to be a lot.
Per transaction. They're loving this.
Yep.
And the poor people of Europe, man, they did it to themselves by supporting the...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Surprise, surprise, the folks in Europe who are now desperate to stay warm this wintertime and are trying to stack up some reserves because the Russian government's energy supplier, Gazprom, cut their natural gas supply line down to one-fifth.
By request, if you think about it.
They asked for it.
Yeah, they asked for it.
Yeah, they got
asking me, thou shalt receive.
Yeah, they thought they were going to punish Russia, and it turns out the punishment's coming back on them.
And they've had plenty of time to deal with this. And by the time winter gets here, they'll have had nearly a full year to come up with some sort of alternative solution for keeping their people, you know, warm and not freezing to death in the middle of winter. But instead, they seem to be doing nothing.
Well, no.
Unless this is all intentional.
They're doing something. They're buying this natural gas product from China that China's importing from Russia and pretending like they don't know where it came from because, well, maybe they really are that ignorant. I don't know, but they're paying way too much for it.
Yeah, exactly. What's the markup? Yeah.
It's clearly not a solution, though, because they're still having to implement all of these austerity measures, and it's only going to get worse in the winter.
Well, it is. That's all true, but according to the story here at Zero Hedge, they say that the European gas storage occupancy rate is up to 77%, and they're hoping to reach their goal of filling 80% of their gas storage facilities by November, at which point it will start draining the reserves at a breakneck pace just to keep warm during the wintertime. So they are getting close to their goal. What that will actually mean for life this winter in Europe, it remains to be seen. But they're paying through the nose for this stuff to get it all the way over from China. But we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Tim is on the line listening to WNDB in Daytona Beach, Florida. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, hi. I like your alarmist things here, but Europe has existed for 2,000 years on wood. So I think they're going to make it.
Well, like I said, they're probably going to survive.
Yeah, but do regulations allow them to burn? You know, some of these, what if you're in the city? Is that even an option to burn wood?
Well, I don't want my upstairs neighbor or my downstairs neighbor to light a campfire in the middle of their living room. That's a terrible idea.
A lot of these places don't have
wood stoves anymore because they've all been outlawed.
Well, I think they're going to make it. Why are you sounding an alarm here? I mean,
what do you mean? Why are
you
sounding an alarm? I mean prices just—I don't know how it is down there in Florida, but prices just doubled on electric supply here.
You basically just said they're going to be fine, and then when we disputed your allegation about them burning wood or whatever by pointing out they can't just burn wood in their living room, you're like, oh, it's still going to just be fine. Why aren't you facing reality? Would be a better question.
Maybe because he lives in Florida and he doesn't need heat to survive the winter. Go ahead, Tim.
We need heat here. It gets down to 40 degrees, and when you're used to 90.
Tim, yeah, like one day, dude. I used to live in Florida.
Ian and I both grew up in Florida. I was wearing shorts in January.
So, okay. Well, what's your electric bill like down there? Have they not raised the rates in Florida yet? Are you guys still sitting pretty?
Yeah, I got a credit on my bill this month.
is that because you have solar or something?
Yeah, I'm fine. I got a refund on my deposit. Is that you're a good peer?
Well, hey, laugh it up, man. You're all set then. I mean, you don't have anything to worry about. You can just watch the world burn, and it's all good, right?
Cake.
I'm not watching the world burn. You are. They're going to be okay.
You're just not paying attention, man.
Are you also driving a Tesla? Yeah.
I don't drive. I drive a bicycle.
He rides a bike. Okay. I don't disagree. I think they're going to survive the winter, but it is going to be the least comfortable winter probably in many people's lifetimes in Europe.
And it will be the most beneficial winter they ever had to get off. There you go.
And I told you this. There's a reason for all of this. They want to go 100% green. They believe that. They're telling everyone that Ukraine, Putin bad, fossil fuel bad, but windmills and solar, even though they don't work all the time, that's what we need to move to. But Tim, what do you think about nuclear?
Oh, I don't care. You guys.
Wait, hold on. Stop. Because that is, we've been saying on this show, that's the way to go. But the fossil fuel industry and the green energy people, they don't want nuclear. Why? When that is the way, or at least fission, this is the way to go. But they won't make the money that they want. So you're still empowering these energy tech giants by allowing them to control the show.
I don't care, brother. We're going to make it on wood. I don't care what the nuclear, gas, natural gas.
So you don't oppose it. You don't oppose nuclear, then. You're just opposed to natural gas?
No, I'm not opposed. No, not at all.
I thought you just a few moments ago were dancing on natural gas's grave.
Well, yeah, it's the cleanest thing in the world. But but I don't need it. There's no natural gas in my... I don't use natural gas.
Yeah, but everyone else in the world does, Tim.
And he obviously doesn't care what happens to those people.
But you can make it. You don't need it.
Okay. All right, you made your point. Thank you, Tim, for the call.
Magic unicorn farts is the answer. That's what my truck is going to be running off a couple years from now.
I mean, it was pretty clear from the moment that he was like, "You guys are being alarmist." It's like, no, we're pointing out the facts here. Why aren't you being a realist? Would be a better question.
Because he doesn't care.
Yeah. Just doesn't care about
He absolutely hates fossil fuels with a passion, it sounds like to me.
I don't think he does.
Yeah, he said he didn't care. That's what it sounded like, and then it sounded like he just didn't care.
Well,
he was just your ultimate American. Everything's going to be fine. I don't care. It doesn't affect me.
Mm-hmm.
My electric
bill
is going up.
The truck driver, Tim, that's carrying all of your luxuries to you or to your store that you shop at that you drive to on your bicycle. Why don't you tell him that he can't drive his truck anymore and he needs to get a bike to deliver all of his hundreds of tons of merchandise?
Let's go to Major Payne.
Doesn't make any sense. Very unrealistic.
Major Payne's in Michigan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tim might not use any gas, but I just heard him produce a bunch of it.
Good call.
Nice.
All right. As far as you guys are talking about the propane and natural gas and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
The difference is they have to put a particular stink in propane. I don't know if you've ever tapped a grill or whatever and got a whiff of that stuff.
Yeah, it's a safety precaution.
Yep.
And you'll notice that when you're cooking or whatever, the tank will get cold, and if it's a little bit chilly in the fall, you'll actually get ice growing on the outside of the tank.
Yep, condensation as well.
Yep. Well, that's just because it's cool and it's attracting the moisture, just like an air conditioner does, dripping in hot oil pee. But when it gets 20 degrees, that stuff gels up and it won't work. 20 below 0.
I've heard this.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they even have special heaters to heat up your propane in order for it to flow.
Well, everything has a freezing point. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with the conversation, though?
Well, the natural gas that they run through the pipeline under your street, that won't gel up.
Uh-huh.
It's a cleaner gas.
I see.
When you jet a stove for that, the jets are a little smaller than if you're running propane. You need a little bit bigger jet to get the same flame.
So is the liquefied natural gas the stuff that will gel up, and the non-liquefied one is the one that doesn't?
Yeah, and it's also the one that they're running on the freighter. It's the stuff you put in your pig in the front yard. LPG, liquefied petroleum gas.
Thanks for clearing that up, Major. Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. On the way, the latest on Lambda, Google's artificial intelligence. Ari's got an update. I'll share it with you. It's Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting increased funding for law enforcement.
My crime plan to help communities recruit, hire, and train nationwide more than 100,000 additional officers, accountable officers, for community policing.
Speaking in Pennsylvania for the first of 3 times this week, Biden going against some in his party who are looking to defund the police. Jackson, Mississippi's mayor says his city is constantly under a state of emergency, even before its water crisis.
I have said on multiple occasions that it's not a matter of if our system would fail, but a matter of when our system would fail.
Chokwe Lumumba saying he's grateful for the support from the state's much-needed resources. USA Radio News. Reports say former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is dead at the age of 91. Gorbachev was instrumental in taking down the Berlin Wall after some prompting from President Reagan in 1987 in front of the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The eighth and last leader of the Soviet Union was awarded a Nobel Peace Prize in 1990 for bringing the Cold War to a peaceful end. Gorbachev helped take down the long-standing Iron Curtain separating Eastern Communist states and Western non-communist states. More interest rate hikes are likely coming until inflation is under control. That's the message New York Federal Reserve Chairman President John Williams delivered while speaking to the Wall Street Journal. The Fed has been aggressively raising rates for the past few months in order to tame inflation. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We're going to get into the latest on Google's Lambda and just AI in general, because we did talk a couple weeks ago about some of the art AIs that are out there, and things have gotten even more interesting in that area, so we'll get into that coming up here.
Moving into new territory.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new territory.
Very exciting stuff happening out there. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go to Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Get off the speakerphone. Okay, how am I coming to it?
There you are. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say that I'll be calling the 243 boat number.
243 boat?
Yeah, that's our county clerk number.
Oh, vote.
Remember it.
Okay.
Yeah. So the actual number is 243-8683, but if you could remember the VOTE.
Why would we care?
I don't know if somebody's listening from New Mexico, they could get that number. How many callers?
What is the point of that number? What happens when you call that number?
Well, in our state, you could vote by mail, but they want it in writing. So I have to call and ask for the application, or you could download it from the computer, print it out, and you have to mail it back. And then I start getting the real ballots through the mail around, like,
Sarah, have you ever voted in person before? Did you ever go to a physical location and type in, fill out a ballot and run it through the machine?
I have. Yeah, I have.
But you don't want to because you'd rather him bring it right to you and you're going to hand it to your mailman because you're lazy.
I don't know about that. She just used some terms that I don't think Sarah should know the answers, should know the meanings of. You mentioned downloading stuff with a computer, Sarah.
Ooh. She said apps. Yep. Do you have a do you have a smartphone, Sarah?
No, but I don't have a phone. But Richard finally got one.
How do you even know what downloading is?
Well, isn't that we do tell the computer it shows up on the screen and have it? You have a printer and it prints it out. And basically, it's the same thing as the whether you get that. It's the same application. You just sign it and send it back. So,
Sarah's
I mean,
learning things about internets.
But her response to my question sounded like the jarbled, confused mess that I would have expected her understanding of downloads to be.
Sure, sure.
It checks out. Go ahead, Sarah.
Okay, so wait, you said Richard, your roommate, has was it a smartphone or a laptop, or what did he get?
No, he finally got the phone with the Wi-Fi,
uh-huh.
And then the phone talks back to him. He asked, how can I help you, and all that. So, I think it's a
what do you think about that, Sarah? I mean, so you're watching him use this technology. Have you ever seen this in action before? Have you ever seen somebody use a phone or talk to a phone?
Well, I've seen him. So it's getting to the point where we have to get one because with the network marketing, we have to watch videos. That, I mean, to earn our commission, to get our bonuses.
Uh-huh.
So
you can't do business the old way. You can't do it the old-fashioned way anymore. You got to have the technology to compete, is what you're saying. You got to upgrade.
Well, I mean, because they figure that you're going to be a good, a good marketer if you get educated, and the only way they're going to do it is through the computer, so that you have to get a smartphone. And then once you watch those, they give you the bonuses. And then
now, what is your reason for wanting to vote by mail?
Well, you know, I have a paranoia.
She doesn't get run over by walking to the voting house.
Maybe part of it is laziness. And
okay.
The thing is that I'm afraid of being around people. I mean,
really?
With agoraphobia. Like, I'm always, there's people that are afraid to go outside and ride the bus. And mm-hmm. I don't like to be in public. There's people that are afraid of people. But
are you afraid of people for a reason? Like, did somebody randomly attack you in real life? Like, why are you afraid of people?
Well, you know, the thing is that it is, when you're out and about, walking around, you have to be on your toes. I'm sure that it's like that where you live, too. And then,
No, it's not. It's actually pretty safe here. I feel I'm not like, I don't feel like I have to be, completely.
I mean, to be fair, though, Sarah is a woman, and their experiences with being on their toes is drastically
different
from anything any of us experience.
I can believe that. Bonnie is in the room here. Bonnie, are you afraid when you go outside in Keene, New Hampshire? No, she's saying no. She's not. She's a little lady. I mean, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's pretty small.
Don't you work with a lot of
cookies?
Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, this is Albuquerque. We got drunk homeless people on.
We got homeless people.
We got lots of homeless people here.
Yeah. I guess it's just the way you approach your life, I suppose. So you're just too afraid to leave your house. So you're grateful that you have the opportunity to do a vote by mail. Okay.
What are gun laws like in Albuquerque?
Okay.
I have no idea, but it's pretty bad. The stats for, like, homicides and the gun-related, like, suicide, we're pretty bad. We're ranked number 7 with all the gun-related deaths. So I don't really know what the actual law is. I think they're going to restrict the ones with the domestic violence. So if you have a domestic violence, I don't know if that passed or not. That they were going to, it's like California, they take the guns from you if you have been hospitalized. I don't know the updated law, but the problem is that the reason that we're putting cameras downtown, because they've known to have, like, people get shot 1 o'clock in the morning with a dope deal's gone bad. You know what I mean? They find people dead, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's when they all come out.
Well, I just wanted to say, because this is Bonnie, and Ian asked if I'm afraid to leave the house here in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm not afraid to leave the house in Keene, New Hampshire, but I probably would be if I was all alone in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because a bunch of crazy people live there.
Fair enough.
And don't you run a register where you're dealing with people all day long?
Yeah, I used to, and there was a homeless guy who
comes and harasses you
and talks to me for, like, as long as he can, and it's just hard to get him out of there, but that it'd be worse than Albuquerque because they're all basically homeless, crazy people.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
You know, I think this is, I think Sarah really proved that the singularity, the move to transhumanism is real. She has been living in the dark ages.
Yes, yeah.
And she has, or at least she has, her roommate has upgraded to the next level of humanity to be able to cope with the rising need for technology.
You had to. Yep.
And I mean,
well, they could continue subsisting off of, you know, the welfare or whatever it is they're doing. We don't really know why Richard finally got a cell phone.
Eventually, they're going to make you have a phone to get welfare payments too, right? CBDC.
You're going to have to download an app, and there's going to be a QR code that you scan.
The government will give you the phone.
But I mean, the next level for the rest of us who aren't playing this game, you know, we've upgraded. We had smartphones 10 years ago.
Sure.
But what's the next level?
Throwing them in the trash?
We're actually upgrading our bodies in order to cope with the rise in technology, where we won't be able to compete with each other if we don't get some type of bodily upgrade.
Well, see, I think we'll take the opposite route. I think we'll just say, you know what, we'll reach a breaking point where we decide that this isn't the life that we want to live, and we'll just scrap them.
Yeah, us old fogies might, but I mean, are the millennials and the zoomers going to play that game?
I don't care what they do.
I think they'll be standing in line around the corner to get their latest iPhone CPU upgrade to their brains.
It seems counterintuitive to think that the pendulum could swing in the other direction the way you're saying, Aria, but it could happen. There could be a real pushback, especially against AI, when you might not just be competing with other humans by having to upgrade. You may have to compete with computers in the future, and that's what we've been talking about here on occasion.
That's where I was going.
Is this AI. Google's got one that is essentially a chatbot. That talks to people.
It's a chatbot that programs and creates other chatbots, which is the most magical part about this
scenario.
But
apparently, if you've got the right access, you can talk to the real bot behind the bots. And that's what one of their...
The man behind the green curtain?
Yeah, that's what one of their ethicists, I believe, is what his role was doing. He came out a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, and said that this thing is sentient. A lot of people said, uh-uh, no, it's not. And he released the alleged chat logs. I found them very persuasive.
Very convincing.
But now, apparently, Google says they're going to let the public talk to Lambda.
Oh.
But are they really?
Are we going to get another pay?
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it is Free Talk Live. The phones here are open in our remaining moments. Should you want to join us, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got big changes coming up this week on our podcast. If you are subscribing to the Daily Digest or full episode RSS feeds, we'd like to ask you to resubscribe to the main Free Talk Live podcast feed. The other feeds aren't going to go away that we know of, but they do rely on a third party. And so, I mean, if they shut down, then we can't keep them there. So the reason why you should make that change, though, is because we're going to move the Daily Digest to our main podcast as sort of the only thing that we focus on. We're not going to put the full radio shows on there anymore. And the reason why is we suspect that our podcasts might be being held back as far as potential popularity, potential share around rates, people listening and that sort of thing, because they are full radio shows. They get all the radio recaps and the resets that we do whenever we come back from a break and that kind of stuff. So maybe the podcast will be better for a podcast audience if it's something that's just the highlights of the show. So Riley Blake, who's been doing our Daily Digest for years, is on board with this, and he's doubled the Daily Digest length. That's already happened, but we're going to pull the trigger on making his thing basically the focus starting on September 1st. That said, because the Beard Talk Live shows that are going on Saturday nights are internet-only shows, those aren't really radio shows, so I'm going to include the full, however long those things are. So they've been like 3 hours long. Those, I think, I'm still going to go out on the podcast. So we're making the podcast a more internet-focused thing rather than just, let's just toss the radio show in there. It's kind of what's going to happen this week. So just want you to be aware of that. If you do want to continue to receive the full radio show via an RSS feed, you can sign up for our AMPS program at amps.freetalklive.com. And some people have been confused about that. Patreon does provide an RSS feed. So if you're using a podcast client to receive the show and you want to keep doing that, you can do that with Patreon, as I understand it. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to get signed up there for $5 a month. Otherwise, if you want, you know, free options, you can still listen to us live every night, 7 to 10 at night Eastern. That's a radio show. And then also the video files are going to be available and continue to be available over at our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com. So there's multiple ways to continue to hear the full radio show experience if you're not an actual radio listener, which, of course, nothing will change for you if you are a radio listener. So thank you to everybody out there who listens to the show in whatever way possible. And for those of you frustrated by the change, I hope you can understand we needed to try something new. So we're going to try it. Maybe it won't work.
I mean, I love the idea, though. And to me, on-demand, I remember the very first time I discovered, like, on-demand programming. It was through Adult Swims. Just one episode of Aqua Teen Hunger Force was available for free, and it was just the world that it opened up to be to not be restricted to the programming that someone else decides I should watch at a given time. And then, of course, there was Netflix streaming, and the streaming just took off after that. The idea of having to tune in to a radio show at, like, some specific time, it's just, it's so inconvenient.
Well,
like,
that's still going to be there. We're not changing that.
I know. But now we have better options for people. They can tune in whenever they want to listen to the podcast. I know.
That's always been true.
I know.
Okay. That's been true for 15, 20 years.
But the podcast is improving was the point that I was working on getting towards.
Yeah, I hope so. I think that's going to be reflected. We'll see. We'll give it some time and we'll see how it works out. All right. So AI, what's the word with Lambda? This is the Google AI that has been...
Well, you pretty much said all of it previously. They're allegedly opening it up, right? I'm on the waiting list. I'm very anxious to talk to Lambda, have been since, you know, but
they got a new app, right? Some sort of AI thing.
It's well, I don't know if it's a new app or what, but it's now open to the public. It's called AI Test Kitchen or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's basically just an app, as I understand it, that will let you talk to their chatbot.
Allegedly.
I think it's going to involve basically everything that they unroll. Google today launched AI Test Kitchen, an Android app that allows users to try out experimental AI-powered systems from the company labs before they make their way into production. Beginning today, folks, interested can complete a sign-up form for the AI Test Kitchen as begins to roll out gradually to a small groups in the U.S. So question is Ari even going to get selected? I know I signed up
with
Dolly.
That's the key question.
Dolly, like, 3 weeks ago. And
nothing?
I have nothing.
Mm-hmm. Did you try Midjourney yet?
I'm not. Well, I have it. But I
didn't pay for it.
I didn't want to pay for it right off the bat.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I might not have to if this new open software AI. What is it? Stability.
Stable Diffusion. We'll talk about that coming up here. But so if you want to get into the Lambda beta test, you got to sign up for this. What was the program called?
It's called the Google's AI Test Kitchen.
As I understand it, the AI Test Kitchen is an app, and it's got, you know, various plugins or whatever, various ways that you can use the app, and talking to Lambda is just one of them, and Lambda has the waiting list. You don't need to download to sign up for a waiting list. Right now, nothing.
But
that's what he's getting at, is that eventually there's going to have all of these different ways you can interact with Google AIs. Right now,
maybe they're going to have a graphical one, too.
Yeah, right now, in theory, it's just Lambda, and Lambda does have a waiting list.
So you downloaded the app and signed up for the waiting list?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm anxious to have a conversation with this thing, but, you know, it raises the question of whether or not I'm going to actually have a conversation with the same thing that the, what was the guy's name?
Blake LeMoyne, I think, was his name.
Yeah, am I going to be having a conversation with that same chatbot or a chatbot that was created by that chatbot? And
how would you know?
I can't.
I can't trust Google to tell you the truth.
Exactly. They took "Don't Be Evil" out of their, you know, policies.
Did they?
They did. Oh yeah, years ago.
This article at TechCrunch is really making it sound like they don't want another Tay. Microsoft's AI chat.
They solved that long ago, though. The possibility of one of these chatbots suddenly becoming a racist, Nazi, homophobe. They nipped that in the bud.
Did they? Where's Tay? Is Tay unplugged,
well,
or is he out there somewhere?
Tay because Tay was badly programmed.
Here, listen to this. Systems within AI Test Kitchen will attempt to automatically detect and filter out objectionable words or phrases
that might be
sexually explicit, hateful, or offensive, violent, or illegal, or divulge personal information. Google says.
That's why the Facebook bot that we were playing with a couple weeks ago, if we bring up Jeffrey Epstein, it always changes the topic.
Yeah. See, Tay did not do that, and that's why Tay was retired.
But I think that is going to be part of your testing process, is that they're going to have this conversation or whatever, or it's going to have a conversation with you, and you're going to be giving options like, I found this offensive, or I found this true, or I found this fake news.
You're going to train their bot for them, basically.
Correct.
That's how they all are. I mean, you can do that with the Facebook one as well. It's got no memory, so if you refresh the page, it completely forgets your chats or whatever.
Whereas the Lambda at least in the chat log, the dude leaked out. It knew who he was. It remembered previous conversations.
It Boy, did a really good job of pretending to remember.
Yep.
So you mentioned the AI art, and I wish we had another hour to talk about this stuff.
Absolutely. This is the new realm, new era we're moving into.
Because it's pretty amazing. And the big problem, and you just touched on it with the chat bots, it's also true with the AI art bots,
is there's about explicit
censorship going on here. And all these companies, all these organizations that have put this stuff together so far, almost all of them, have said, oh, well, we're really concerned with how someone might use our technology, so we're going to restrict what people can do with it.
Yep.
And so there's certain things that they will just not allow you to generate artwork of until now. Until, I believe, 6 or 7 days ago. Something called Stable Diffusion. You actually gave me a heads up about this a couple weeks ago, Aria, this Stable Diffusion thing.
AI.
That was supposed to be more open, but still, even on their website, where you can test this thing out, they still have restrictions.
Right.
But what happened was the model, quote-unquote, leaked. So there's like a 4-gigabyte file out there that you can download. And if you go to 4chan and you search for Stable Diffusion, they give you the links.
Yeah,
so
of course.
It's easy enough to find.
By the way, I've gotten that far. I've got the 4 gigs downloaded. And I just need to open it up.
You just follow a walkthrough. You have to compile, like, you know, a thing. You get to download Python or whatever. But there's like a walkthrough for dummies, basically. The retards walkthrough that'll get you up and
running. And it's on 4chan, so you know it's legit. This. The retards walkthrough.
Wait, you gotta be a little savvy. Sarah is never going
to
use
Sarah this. Sarah can't do this. You've got to know computers to some extent. You've got to be able to follow instructions. And if you can follow the instructions, you will get this thing up and running. And there is no restrictions.
Have you gotten it up and running?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice.
Sure have.
How do you feel about it?
Having
already tried mid-journey, do you...
Just to test it, put in, like, you know, naked brunette woman. Oh. That you're not going to get through anywhere else. And it generated images.
Nice.
Now, the faces weren't quite on, I wouldn't say, but the
Are they better than what the original leaked Mini Dolly did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. Way, way, way better than that. So there's some interesting things that are going to happen now about this, and we're going to have to cover that at another time.
It's going to start with visual, and then before you know it, people are going to be creating AI-created songs.
That's already been happening.
AI-created video.
Yeah. But people are feeling threatened by this. Artists are pissed about this.
They need to get better, then.
And there's some interesting legal aspects to it that we're not going to have time to cover, but we will in the future on other episodes of Free Talk Live. This thing is just getting started, too, and it's pretty amazing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.